mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there are about 1,000 different very important facets to Hurricane Katrina's aftermath. As gas prices in some areas of the country go above $6. Last night it was getting near $6. Now it's above $6 in some areas of Atlanta, Georgia. And day one when the hurricane hit, gas prices went up. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is part of it, at least, price gouging by some of the sellers. At least it was the first few days, the retail sellers. But now it's predominantly gouging by the oil companies themselves, who have been raping the living daylights out of us for the last 2 years. I mean, oil prices had already doubled in the last 2 years from what their price was. And now we may even see a doubling of that doubling overnight because of Katrina. And you watch long after they get things stabilized and the bottlenecks repaired, long after that happens, it'll never drop down to even the all-time high of a week ago, training us that we've got to pay exorbitant prices for fuel, incrementally ratcheting it up. You know, for many years, 10 years now, every year I interview Jim Tucker from American Free Press, who for 26 years has been sneaking in to the Bilderberg Group that holds its different elitist meetings in different areas of Europe each year, every once in a while here in the U.S., and royalty and the heads of all the big banks and prime ministers go. It's a who's who of the elite getting together. And a year before the wall fell and East and West Germany merged, Tucker said, oh, they're planning to bring down the wall. It's going to be staged. And that indeed happened a year later. I mean, he's made literally dozens and dozens and dozens of predictions off of what his spies or the documents he's able to steal, in his own words, show. And we had him on about 4 or 5 months ago, fresh back from the Bilderberg Group meeting over in Europe, and he said Henry Kissinger was quite pleased. We will be paying $150 a barrel for oil. $150 a barrel for oil within a year. And I said, Jim, I sure hope that Kissinger's wrong, but since these are the people that actually run the planet, we'll probably be paying $150 a barrel. And $150 a barrel will be about $10, $9 to $10 when it's translated down at the pump. So enjoy your $10 a gallon fuel. And, of course, they will tell you that there's no inflation. Anyone that says it is probably trying to aid Al-Qaeda. You know, we've had the State Department just absolutely savage us, savage the conspiracy websites. They say that we're out of control. We say that China kills dissidents and harvests their organs and that there's no WMDs, and that just insane stuff on their website. Meanwhile, the State Department's own website says that China kills dissidents and sells their organs. So they're even contradicting their own website now in their fervor to try to discredit us, and we have a detailed article on that up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. When we get back, we will go over just the rapidly deteriorating situation in the Gulf. We got the blues down in the Gulf, my friends. We'll be right back. Talk about that muddy river that has now become New Orleans, under many feet of water, like Atlantis.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this first hour of broadcast. I'm about to go over the latest developments in New Orleans and surrounding areas devastated, just absolutely destroyed in many cases there on the Gulf Coast. A lot of new big developments that I'm sure most of you are aware of, but we've got some news behind the news and some observations that need to be made. Also coming up here in about 25 minutes, we have a meteorologist coming on who has done some of the most revealing work concerning weather wars. And the government's own admission that they do have weather modification and weather generating systems that are both controlled from the ground and via the air. And I'm not saying the hurricane was a government action, though it happened near the September 11th anniversary, right when Bush's approval ratings were incredibly low, and Bush blocked the specific funds for repairing the dikes and levees, and this tropical depression suddenly got strengthened out of nowhere and raced towards the Gulf Coast. But really, with all the evidence out there on the table, I don't want to believe, and I don't believe, this was a government action. Now, the general public, most people in America today, are not aware that weather modification is at least 50 years old. And that a few years ago, we had massive floods in South Texas that killed 35 people in one night, and it was in the newspaper that the Navy was doing weather modification with aircraft in those very storms that went from being large to being record size. And again, over 10 inches of rain was dumped in just a few hours, and it was horrible. And again, I have History Channel documentaries that listeners have mailed me. I have one from the Weather Channel. The Atmosphere Show had one on weather modification and admitted that our government could create massive storms and floods to drown the enemy supply lines in Vietnam. And so when we mention weather control, we get emails going, you people are complete lunatics, it doesn't exist. Folks, on Infowars.com right now, we have legislative bills at the congressional level in D.C. introduced calling for blocking not just weather weapons, not just meteorological weapons, but tectonic, seismic weapons, volcanic weapons. These things do exist. It's not just the Hollywood movie, The Core. The San Francisco Chronicle reported on something that I'd only seen in a few scientific journals. Then I saw reports that the government considered it to be classified, and those articles were removed retroactively, that the U.S. government has developed antimatter bombs. And they've never been able to test them, though they know that they're operational. They can't test them because they could deploy one on Mars, and it could potentially destroy the entire solar system. So they can't test them, they've just built them. That's wonderful. You've built antimatter bombs. So it's 2005, folks. In 1944, our government had the Fat Boy, which could blow up a major, destroy a major city. So believe me, that's not the height of advancement. When they tell you the SR-71 Blackbird in service in 1955. Is the fastest plane in 2005, 50 years later. Folks, I'm telling you that's not the case. They have aircraft that can go from New York to Tokyo in less than an hour. All right. So, can the criminals that run the global system, our overlords, our owners, our masters, can they create earthquakes? Can they create tsunamis? Can they create hurricanes? Yes. But the latest science on it shows, with mathematical calculations, looking at the different systems our government has, shows they cannot control them. They cannot control them, especially large formations. Yes, they can take a tropical depression by ionizing the atmosphere with giant antenna farms on the ground or on ships, this is the published stuff, then using jets to spray and seed with chemicals in an existing storm, they can create a hurricane with the proper sea temperatures and proper things. You know, it's like I can't bake a chocolate cake without the chocolate and without the eggs and without the flour, without the sugar. Well, it's the same thing with the globalists. They can't just make hurricanes out of nothing. They take existing jet streams and Gulf streams. They take existing El Nino effects. They take existing weather patterns and then manipulate them. That's why I don't believe that this is a government action. Because whereas even with the advanced technologies they've got, and folks, I've even interviewed generals who were over the HAARP program here on the show, and they will tell you that whereas these type of things can be created or accentuated, that's why they call it weather modification. It's not really creation. To make one sit there off the Gulf Coast of Florida for a few days and then race up and just be 50 miles off from a T-bone hit of New Orleans, it's just the technology is not there. And, I mean, I'm being criticized by different parties right now. Alex Jones, see, he's evil. Why, he won't say it's the government. We go off what we can prove. I mean, already most of the audience is having probably troubles dealing with what I have posted on my website. I mean, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 1997 saying weather weapons are here and are real and are more dangerous than nuclear weapons. I mean, I have the legislation. I have the articles where, well, just a few months ago, they had the 50th anniversary or 60th whatever of the Russians' victory over the Nazis. It'd be 60th. And it was horrible thunderstorms, and the Russians went out and set up their antennas and had some jets fly by, and it was clear sky. And it was all over the news. I mean, folks, this stuff is real. But just because it's real doesn't mean that the government created this hurricane. Now, let's look at what the government really did do. On average, the federal government doubled in size. The average federal agency doubled. Some quadrupled, some got smaller. But on average, we had a doubling. And I remember a year ago seeing people complaining, man, Houston Chronicle. Hundreds of thousands could die, the Houston Chronicle reported, if New Orleans is hit by a Category 4 or greater hurricane. And the hydrologists, the meteorologists, they were all saying this, the people looking at the topography. And they took that funding after 9/11, and they cut it almost to nothing for flood retention to hold back the floods. And they cut it each successive year. And no one was reporting on this the last few days. Now, finally, Salon and a few other major publications, I even saw a Yahoo story, it is now being reported on. And then now it's coming out that Bush was playing guitar and partying, and Condoleezza Rice was joking and laughing, you know, just a day and a half ago. I mean, they don't care. Bill Clinton doesn't care. I mean, they love these disasters. They get to grandstand and go basically suck off of all of the contributions that are given. And so it's the same thing happening again. And here's the government unable, outside the Superdome, where tens of thousands of people are trapped now for 3 days, outside the Superdome today, somebody fired a gunshot. So the police and the military retreat in cowering fear, and say, we've got to stop the evacuation because somebody fired a gun. I mean, what do we pay the police? What do we pay the National Guardsmen for? I mean, for all their black masks and all their little outfits and all their armored vehicles. 30 years ago, folks, we had a bunch of looters running around. They would have been dealt with. And the media and the looters are horrible, but at the same time, the media will point cameras at some mother with a bag and her two children with her and go, oh, look, looters. Most of those people are not looters, though there are a bunch of unsavory, out-of-control looters. And now they're trying to demonize the Second Amendment. Why will Walmart be liable? People broke into Walmart and got guns. Look how bad guns are. Well, look at the L.A. riots with the Korean shopkeepers holding back the rioters and containing it when the police basically said, we're not going to go in there. It was citizens who stopped a lot of the rioting. And there are scum that were shooting at the firemen in the riots in L.A. in the early 90s. I mean, it's just scum of the earth, folks. But who are the heroes of the day? It's not the government, regardless of how much the media says that. It isn't the government that didn't repair the levees and dikes. No, it's the citizens of Louisiana and Texas and Mississippi who are taking in by the millions now. Millions of people who are homeless, taking them in, feeding them, donating. And again, the government cannot protect you, is not going to protect you, is never going to take care of you, whether it's Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. They only got you addicted to government to get you under their control. Now they're removing all of that. And so for everybody out there that's counting on the government to take care of them, whether it's a terrorist attack or an asteroid or a giant earthquake or a tsunami, they're not going to protect you. You've got to make preparations to take care of yourself. And, I mean, I saw Chris Matthews last night just going, oh, the federal government, aren't they just wonderful? Oh, a lot of people don't like the feds, states' rights, but, man, aren't they doing a great job? That's not what the mayor of New Orleans says. They're screwing it all up. Chertoff and the rest of them.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
More Navy ships headed to the Gulf Coast. The aircraft carrier, the USS Harry S. Truman, was headed to the Gulf Coast Thursday to serve as a floating command center for Hurricane Katrina relief operations. Meanwhile, Bush says he can't spare any troops from Iraq, though. We've just got to have, a doubling of the National Guard now that are going to be sent there, up to 28,000. And I've just got to say this, and for those that aren't informed on it, just put on your thinking caps. Remember, Back in 1995, the Red Cross, which is actually a globalist intelligence agency, a lot of well-meaning people that serve it, but the leadership is absolutely criminal, went into the Oklahoma City area after the bombing and said, we'll deliver all the mail from the post office to the families. Because people would see a widow or somebody who lost their children, and they would write them $10,000, $20,000 checks. And the Red Cross was caught and convicted, and civilly had to settle for actually signing over checks to themselves. And this was done on an industrial scale. It wasn't like a few employees did this. The Red Cross is flagrantly criminal. And they were convicted of that, and they stole millions of dollars. And then, of course, you know, on 9/11, I got on air the day after 9/11, and I said, don't give money to the Red Cross or the United Way. They steal the money. I said, give it to other charities that actually are just taking food or medicine or clothes, and you can do searches on them online. You can do research on them. You know, the bad charities have all been caught in engaged in corruption many times. There are a lot of good charities. And so we said, send breathing apparatus so the rescue workers don't breathe the asbestos. And we did get, just this show alone, hundreds of those mailed to a nearby church that was giving breathing apparatus to the firemen and others. Even though the government said that it was nutritious debris they were breathing, we knew it wasn't. And so it may feel good to you, it may be easy, because the media all points the way towards the Red Cross to give money to them. But we also talked about how they've been caught giving money to gun control groups, as well as the United Way, and sure enough, it became a big scandal, tens of millions of dollars given to gun control groups and other socialistic organizations and movements. And I actually got some heat for that. Of course, I was totally exonerated as it became a national scandal. But you got to ask yourself, why are almost all the mainstream media outlets promoting predominantly, if not exclusively, the Red Cross and the United Way and others? Why aren't they promoting local charities? Why aren't they promoting charities around the country? I know the Austin Food Bank is saying, give us canned food, we're going to deliver it. They have no history of running scams. You really can't run a scam just, you know, gathering the food. They're going to bring it there. You need to give it to the local food banks that are getting trucks ready to drive it in. And the government's got plenty of food. FEMA's got whole warehouses full of it. They got the troops to deliver it. I mean, I'm not saying give it, that you shouldn't give. That'll certainly help. But if too much gets given, it'll actually cause a problem and pile up and take most of the rescue workers' time and energy up controlling it. And that's happened in past disasters. But meanwhile, a couple shots get fired. One shot gets fired outside of the dome, and so the police and the military fall back. Oh, no, someone shot at us. But, again, the big question is, why on earth is the media promoting the Red Cross? I mean, folks, they are a criminal. Remember, they were all over national TV, give us money. Don't give us food. Don't give us, money. And we're going to give every red cent of it to the victims and their families. And then over half the money, they kept it and said, well, we've decided not to. The $3 billion, we're going to keep it. And then meanwhile, they're back on TV saying they're broke. They don't have any money. They need you to send them money. Well, folks, you might as well, you know, give your money to Muammar Gaddafi. I mean, you might as well give your money to George Bush. It's like Bush Sr. and Clinton running over there and divvying up the money there. And even those governments that got hit by the tsunami said, we're not getting anything. Your own aid agencies are just keeping it. I mean, they've caught United Way, I don't know, like 10 times that I've heard of over the last few decades that I've been watching them. And, I mean, it just, the director of United Way was caught stealing $35 million. The director of United Way was caught stealing $5 million again. Well, no big deal. Don't give a red cent to them or it's going to Handgun Control Incorporated. And if you want to get mad at me about that, fine. Of course, you won't now because you... Everybody knows about it, or do you know about it? I mean, it's public knowledge. They're criminals. Do not give them money. Come back and take your calls. Got a guest coming up, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway.
All right, coming up here in a few minutes, I'm going to be talking to Scott Stevens. And of course, his website is weatherwars.info. And he, you know, he's an acting, worked at many different TV stations. He is a, active, nightly weatherman and a meteorologist, for a major TV station. And of course, he's been on Coast to Coast AM and many other radio shows around the country, and just looking at the weather patterns and looking at the different evidence, he's convinced that there is aerosol spraying going on. There is manipulation of the weather. So we'll be talking to him in a few minutes, and also taking your calls, because I know a lot's happened, so we'll intersperse things with calls. This, of course, is right off the Defense Department's own website. We have it up on Infowars.com. Others, terrorists, are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations, and it's real. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts. Secretary of Defense William Cohen, April 1997, counterterrorism conference, sponsored by former Senator Sam Nunn, quoted from the DOD news briefing, Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen at a conference on terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and the U.S. strategy, U.S. of University of Georgia, Athens, and that was April 28, 1997. Then I have a bill here, of course, 2977,
introduced dealing with electromagnetic weather weapons, tectonic weapons. I mean, this is real, folks. They use these in Vietnam. I mean, it's on the Weather Channel. And I'm not saying the hurricane was caused by the Martians or the Ruskies or the Easter Bunny or our own government. But it is an important topic. It is a real technology. It has to be looked at. What I do know is, while everything else got bloated and doubled in size, the government systematically in the last 4 years slashed the funding for flood control around New Orleans, not other areas of the country. The main cuts were there, despite the fact that the meteorologists, the hydrographers, and others said, if there's a direct hit, the actual headline is 500,000 could die, and that is, of course, the Houston Chronicle last year. So FEMA was saying it was in the top three of most dangerous disasters that could take place. They said that 2 years ago. In the top three of the most looming disasters just waiting. And so what's the answer? $150 million, they could have made that impregnable. They just didn't do it. I mean, this is insane, folks. And it's very, very suspicious. And now we're talking $6 a gallon in some areas of the country. It could go up even higher. The national average they're talking about could be $6 a gallon. And it's just more of the same. There's always an excuse, always a reason. By the way, there was that show, what was it, Oil Storm? Oil Storm that aired a few months ago on TV, where the exact same scenario, a hurricane hits, disrupts things, there's a depression. In fact, Scott, do you have that Oil Storm clip? We're about to bring our guest up. We'll get to the callers here in just a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and go to the guest, but first let's play this Oil Storm piece. Here it is.
It has already begun.
Two ships collided.
Hundreds are feared dead with emergency services unable to cope.
A chain of events.
Million barrels of oil gone.
That will spark fear.
A killer blow to the economy.
Create panic and result in a catastrophe that will change our lives forever.
Americans didn't realize how fragile their existence was.
Oil Storm, an FX original event, Sunday, June 5th. America's lifeline has been severed.
And again, this creates all this psychological fear that's going to happen. Remember when the lone gunman, the pilot of the X-Files, a few months before 9/11, the government runs a drill to make the rest of the government stand down. And again, exactly as happened on 9/11, they're going to fly a jet into the World Trade Center to create martial law and a pretext to invade Afghanistan. And he asked, well, why? How's the government going to stand down? Well, they're going to think it's part of the drill. But those running the drill are the terrorists. And we'll just blame some Arab pansies. And then that exactly happens. And I didn't see Oil Storm, but reading the synopsis on the FX website, it's a hurricane stops the oil, makes some ships wreck, and then everything starts breaking down. And folks, that's just not true. What you got is a bunch of people gouging at the pumps, and the oil companies gouging. And they've got the petroleum reserves. You do have a lot of these boutique oils, these little special gasolines that have to be made for each region of the country. Does nothing for the environment. That is causing a problem. But the oil companies have not built new refineries on purpose. They want to create artificial scarcity. And again, we're going to our guests in just a second. There's just so much news here. More Navy ships are headed to the Gulf Coast, including aircraft carriers, National Guard doubling its deployment to 28,000 troops, and at the same time, Superdome evacuation suspended because of fires and gunshots. More National Guardsmen are sent in, this out of the Associated Press, and then somebody shot a gun, fired their firearm near the dome, so they're pulling back the rescue. Since when do we stop rescues because somebody is shooting? Isn't that what they're paid to do, is get shot at? I mean, it's a bad thing they're getting shot at. But mired in misery, death and disease, thousands fear killed, water fetid. And nowhere on the national news, because they're talking about more hurricanes coming now, do all these doctors and experts tell their people, if you're in a coastal area that's ravaged by hurricanes, better get a water filter. They have little portable filters that are easy to carry, the size of a sports bottle. And yeah, we sponsor them and push them here that would protect all these people. But instead, This is like Escape from New York or something. I mean, this is just totally out of control. Meanwhile, Fats Domino, who found his thrill on Blueberry Hill, who I'm a fan of, is missing since Monday. Elderly Fats Domino, no one can say that they didn't see it coming. Salon is now reporting on what we reported on days ago, that Bush did specifically block the funding. NBC is sending in armed guards to Lawless Gulf Coast. NBC is sending in armed guards to protect their reporters. Just absolutely amazing. All right, I am honored to be joined by meteorologist and, obviously expert on the weather, Scott Stevens, and he has a website, weatherwars.com. We have a link to it on Infowars.com. Scott, thank you for coming on with us today.
Glad to be here, Alex. There's a lot to talk about, as you've alluded to.
Well, there certainly is. I'm sure you heard me earlier say that I, in my guts, don't think this is some government or some terrorist. You may disagree, but I just read Secretary of Defense Cohen talking about what a real threat this was. I mean, this is an old technology. At the 60-year anniversary of World War II, the Russians cleared the stormy skies a few months ago, and that was Associated Press. Yep. This is a real technology, but first off, tell us about yourself, how you learned about it, what you think's going on. Do you think somebody's involved with strengthening this hurricane or directing it?
Well, initially I began to become interested in these topics by just reading alternative news sites, and I kept coming up with weather modification, weather-altering technologies, and terms that, like scalar and longitudinal EM waves and EM bursts and so forth. These are not topics that were discussed or taught when we go to classical school. It just is not there. The atmosphere is driven by heat from the sun, which then, you know, results in convective clouds and the movement of the jet stream and so forth. All of that stuff that, you know, we regurgitate daily on the news. What began to catch my interest was the application or how electricity plays a role within the atmosphere. And I came across some research on a retired Air Force colonel, Tom Bearden's site, and indeed his staff eventually briefed Reagan's NSA staff in the mid-1980s on a whole slew of observational events that were happening across Siberia, massive chimneys dumping heat into the atmosphere, glowing domes, cold explosions that mimicked nuclear weapons, glowing plasma balls. All of these things, our current intelligence community did not know how to categorize. What were they? And Bearden's staff presented to Reagan a cohesive theory about what was going on, and that needed to basically rewrite our physics that we teach in Western schools. We needed to redo laws of thermodynamics. We had access to quantum potential or energy from space-time, and that these weapons were the subject of what the Soviets called their energetics program, and that received funding equal to 7 of our Manhattan projects, and that research began in the middle 40s and continued up until initial deployment in the 60s and continued to be perfected until this day. And that enables them to basically take down ICBMs or fry their electronics at great distances on a much lower scale.
Well, they admit that that's what our HAARP is for, is seeing over the horizon radar. But, I mean, you don't think just the Soviets were developing this, do you? I mean, certainly our government developed it.
Exactly. But we were behind the curve. Decidedly behind the curve, and after the earthquake wars of the 80s, then they certainly got their got shaken up and decided we need, this is a valid area of research that we're behind. And
now you just said earthquake wars of the 80s. I mean, do you think that the big earthquake in Iran last year was a government op?
Oh, the BAM Iran quake?
Yes.
Well, let's just say the coincidence between the timing of that quake on 26 December and then the Banda Aceh tsunami, also on 26 December, does bring, let's just say, you have to question.
Well, I mean, I have the Australian newspapers, mainstream, saying that in the 1940s, our government was developing tsunami bombs that they would detonate on the ocean floor and cause tsunamis. But
that's conventional weaponry.
Exactly. So
what this does is amplify the energy going into the system. Say you use a megawatts, and you can amplify that by one, two, three orders of magnitude when you have this wave interference amplified as you cross these antennas. As we know, you can take two wave signals and have them either cancel each other out or amplify them. And if you have multiple antennas depositing energy in a specific location for a set amount of time, you're going to get some kind of response. You're going to heat the crust. It'll slip. It'll be jarred depending on how you pulse that portion of the Earth's crust. Or you can do the same with the atmosphere. What happens when a parcel of the atmosphere is heated? It expands. And that thereby exerts pressure on the nearby parcels of the atmosphere. And if you then overlay the entire Earth's atmosphere with this grid and selectively heat and cool to your design, you can manufacture weather. And this began with the initiation of the Woodpecker Grid by Centennial Weekend 1976. That puts it 29 years in
operation. For those who don't know, tell people what the Woodpecker Grid is.
The Woodpecker Grid began to be heard by ham radio operators and those doing surveillance in that portion of the EM spectrum, just this pulsing that was constant beginning on Bicentennial Weekend. And there were two great uproar across the scientists around the world, but the pulsing never stopped. What they did do is then add spread spectrum. So it begins to shift frequency a little bit, but still that pulsing is there and is readily hearable from 3 to about 30 megahertz on a shortwave frequency. And then that energy establishes standing waves, or this reservoir of energy contained within the planet herself. And then they use pulses above the planet to then draw that energy up and then enhance local effects.
So basically it energizes the planet and then they can steer and manipulate it.
Exactly. I mean, it's incredibly complex and far above the science of the average American. I mean, truly far above the science.
But the Russians can openly, and so can our own government, wheel out antennas and clear the sky. They do that on national TV. Is that a similar system?
Similar, but not nearly as precise and not nearly as well tuned.
So, I mean, what are these antenna trucks with the electricity going into the atmosphere? How do they clear the sky?
By changing the ionization. You change how the water molecules can hold together. They can remain bonded to create that updraft and hence the cloud. And I've got a couple of pages on my side called holes. And you can clearly see these holes as visible from many of the readers who have sent in these phenomena where there's just a cloud deck and it's simply there's a hole punched out. And then often there's a plane flying through because these guys are curious about these energy impulses from this weaponry. And then,
I mean, here's a basic question for the average person. 7-8 years ago, my whole life before that, a jet would fly over, it'd leave a trail, it'd disappear in 5 seconds to a minute. Now, a plane flies over at 4,000 feet where you're not even supposed to have condensation trails. It's the middle of summer, it's hot, and the trail is there 3 hours later. What changed? What has changed?
What changed is that those are not natural contrails. Those are not commercial flights. By any stretch of the imagination, there is a secondary fleet of planes painting the sky with barium and aluminum, which conduct electricity or absorb moisture and they're painting the sky looking for these electromagnetic signatures. They're looking for drift, dispersion, ionization, moisture content, and ultimately targeting.
So basically what you're saying is our government's trying to fight this and trying to learn what it is and that it's the Russians doing it.
And hence the contrails. Yep, they're surveying the sky, looking for this activity in action so that they can understand and do short-term forecasting. And that data is not getting into the public's domain. It is not getting into our public forecast models, and that's why...
Well, you know, I talk to some pilots, and they go, yeah, it's crazy. You know, these trails do sit there for hours, but how can I, like, be doing work in the yard and literally the sky is clear, and then later it's totally full of trails, and literally, folks, I videotaped it. They sit there for hours. Ice crystals never did that. Yeah. Something did change.
Something changed, and the atmosphere is constantly seeded, so you'll see these sun dogs. You'll see these rainbows around the sun because, I mean, these phenomena used to be more generally restricted to the colder seasons, and now it's 12 months of the year. And it truly doesn't matter whether you're in the Philippines or at the North Pole. You're going to see this constant seeding of the atmosphere.
But Bush says that Pooty Poot is our friend, and wouldn't want to hurt us.
And you believe what he says?
I do. I think the president never lies.
Oh. Hey, I'm with you there, buddy. I'm with you there.
I'm being sarcastic.
No, it was just dripping. Yeah, it's, you know, the problem is that there's so little integrity coming out of Washington on so many topics. There just is no integrity. And so you can't, I mean, and they'll trot out people to say, no, this doesn't happen. But all you have to do is sit in your backyard or your front yard and watch the skies for a short time.
Well, when we get back, I want to talk about Hurricane Katrina with you.
We'll get there.
And when we get back, because I haven't, you know, I don't conduct pre-interviews, so I don't know what your view on this is. But I want to find out, you know, if you think it could be created, it could be steered, it could be controlled. Some of the scientists I've talked to on and off record think they can't control things, they can make things, but they can't they can completely steer them like you would steer a Volkswagen Bug.
Ask the people in Biloxi about that last-minute Dodge. Ask them. See what they say.
All right, well, we'll be right back, and we'll talk about the hurricane. But, I mean, I got the Secretary of Defense talking about it. I got legislation talking about it. I've got Discovery Channel shows. I've got shows on the Weather Channel. I mean, weather control is real. It's just, who's in control?
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get to you. 1-800-259-9231. And our guest will be with us halfway into the next hour. But before we go back to our guest, I have made 12 full-length feature documentary films. I have also written a book, published another book, and I carry a bunch of other wonderful videos and books on our online bookstore at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And these are great books, great videos, the best stuff out there, bar none. That's what we carry.
And at the same time, your purchase also makes this broadcast possible and the websites possible and our work possible. So I want to thank those that have gotten the films, and I want to encourage those that haven't gotten the videos to get them. I authorize you for nonprofit educational purposes to make copies of my videos. It is so important to expose government-sponsored terrorism, how governments carry out terror attacks and crises, to then have the people rally around them as their saviors and give up their liberties. A lot of big discounts that we're running right now, and we're very soon going to change these discounts for some new discounts, and I don't, they'll be as good as these discounts, but different. So be sure and take advantage of the sales we've got going on right now. You can also call and order the videos, ask about all the different titles and books, whether it's Martial Law or Road to Tyranny or Matrix of Evil, or whether it's my book, Descent into Tyranny, or JPFO's Innocence Betrayed, their excellent Second Amendment video. These are all very, very, very important, and you need to have them. We're also carrying some new videos and books, so be sure and check it out. The toll-free number to call and order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv for 15 cents a day. You can instantly, right now, sign up for a monthly or yearly subscription and see my weekly TV reports, all my documentaries, many other documentaries we've been authorized to post, my book, Watson's book, just so much more. It's a great deal. Prisonplanet.tv. Going back to meteorologists, worked for many major TV stations, worked for a major TV station right now. He, of course, has gone public about, at first he heard about people talking about chemtrails and magnetic manipulations and scalar waves and all this, and he went and checked it out and found out, wow, something's really going on. And this is real. This is happening. And he may disagree with me. We're going to find out right now. So you think the evidence points towards, or you don't think the evidence points towards, some type of governmental manipulation or institutional manipulation of the hurricane?
I think the institutional manipulation is a good way of putting it. I really do. We know that the technology is most advanced, that the ones that the Soviets developed through the 70s and 80s, and then as the collapse of the Soviet Union financially occurred in the late 80s, then they had this incredible tool that they simply leased out to the highest bidder for gold bullion. And that happened in the late 80s and early 90s and continues to be leased by the Japanese mafia with the stated goal, because they're the remnants of the samurai and who are really annoyed about how we westernized Japan and how we humiliated them and nuked them at the end of World War II.
Now, again, we know weather control's real. We know this stuff's going on. But you're not saying our own government could be doing anything. It's not the Russians. It's the Japanese mafia.
They at least have set up a school to teach scientists how to use this technology. Now, the question...
Where did you learn of this? We're about to break and we'll come back and talk. But, I mean, where did you learn of this?
This is Colonel Bearden's intelligence. That's where this has come from. But the problem is identifying who is actually controlling it from day to day to day.
Well, I mean, where are the nodes? I mean, can they from antenna arrays in Japan make a hurricane pop up?
Or in Siberia? You betcha. It doesn't matter where you are on this planet. It's possible. It's possible.
Well, I mean, I know weather control's real. I just don't know if it's this advanced or if the Japanese mafia is doing it. We'll be right back with the second hour. We'll talk about it with a meteorologist.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.